Gemara Masechta Shabbos and Daf Gimel Mebeis and Daf Dalar Amar Aleph discusses the question that Rabbi Bar Abaya asked. Rabbi Bar Abaya asked the question, if somebody put in bread in an oven on Shabbos to bake, the Gemara wants to know, may that bread be removed from the oven before it's baked in order to avoid a chiv chattis, or may it not be taken off out of the oven? Because radias apas is also in Shabbos, taking bread out of the oven and their ovens was also to do on Shabbos. And as we will perhaps discuss in future shiurim, the Gemara has an analysis who is the Gemara saying may or may not take out that bread and under what circumstances. Many mefarshim, the Meches Chinuch, in Simen Reish Tzadiches Oish Yudalid, and other mefarshim say that it's very clear from our Gemara that in understanding the melacha of afia, in understanding the melacha of baking on Shabbos, from here we see that the iser of baking on Shabbos is usser only after the bread is baked. We'll see exactly what baked means, but it doesn't become usser until the bread is, it's not considered that you will mechal Shabbos until the bread is actually baked. For they say, if it's usser, if it's already considered chil Shabbos, as soon as you put the bread in the oven, so what's Rabbi Bar Abaya having a discussion? He tilal redaisai, may he remove it, may he not remove it, what's the difference? He's already been mechal Shabbos. And therefore, it's clear that it's not considered that one has been mechal Shabbos until the bread is actually baked. Which clearly is different than what the Rishash. The Rishash teaches us on Daf Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph Divrei HaMaskel HaZoyrei that just like when it comes to planting, to the melacha of Zriya, planting, everyone agrees, including the Meches Chinuch, that you're only over the melacha of Zriya at the point of, you're already over the melacha of Zriya at the point of planting. So too, says the Rishash, is the halacha when it comes to baking. You're immediately over as soon as you put the bread in. And actually, there's a Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav of Masechta Shabbos that says, Kol Shehischa Lasis Melacha B'Shabbos, as soon as Melacha was begun to do on Shabbos, Af Shenigma L'Motzei Shabbos, even though the Melacha is only completed on Motzei Shabbos, Chayiv, it's considered Chil Shabbos. And actually, there may be a Raya to this opinion of the Rishash and seemingly opinion of the Yerushalmi from Tosfos. The Tosfos here on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, when discussing the Gemara's issue that perhaps someone else should be allowed to take off this bread to help me avoid Chil Shabbos, and Tosfos brings Rayas, and we'll discuss this issue in our next year. But Tosfos brings Rayas from other places in Shas that we allow people to do a smaller Aveira in order to avoid the transgression of a more serious Aveira. Tosfos says we can't bring a Raya from those situations to this situation because Tosfos says, he quotes a Riva, here, Hacha Hamaisa Shal Isser Kvad Neser. The Isser has already been done, and since the Isser has already been done, Umela lo yigmar, merely yigmar lo yasa fil isug kal yadai. So Tosfos' position is that since in this case the isur has already been violated, this is different from other places in Shas where we tell somebody to do an aveira to help prevent someone from doing a different aveira. Here the aveira has already been done. So we have here what seems to be a very fundamental machloikis. By Meleches Oifa, when it comes to baking, at what point is it considered that you did the aveira? Is it only when the bread is actually baked, or somewhat baked at least, or is it as soon as you put it into the oven? The most practical nafkamina would be if somebody put bread into an oven right before Matzoi Shabbos. What would be the halacha regarding that bread? What would be the halacha? Were you Mechal Shabbos? Clearly the bread will not get baked until after Shabbos. So what will be the halacha? According to the Rishash, clearly you will have been Mechal Shabbos. According to the Meches Chinuch and the Aglei Tal and the Afike Yam, all of them are very much of the opinion the halacha is that you're not Mechal Shabbos until the bread is actually baked. And here, since the bread will only be baked on Matzoi Shabbos, the halacha is that you're not considered a Mechal Shabbos if you put the bread in at that point of the day. Actually, the Afike Yam and Chelek Beis Simen Dalad Anaf Gimel brings another raya. Because the Gemara says, here on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, the Gemara, in trying to analyze this situation, asks exactly what happened here. Was it a shogig or was it a mezid? And the Gemara said, if the bread was put on the shogig, and then the person realized what he did was wrong, that would be a situation where he began as a shogig, but then turned into a mezid, and wouldn't be chayiv chattis. Says the Afike Yam, if the halacha is that as soon as you put the bread in, you did the aveira, so what's the difference that I realize later that I did something wrong? As soon as I put the bread in, I did the aveira of Afia. Clearly, says the Afike Yam, we have another raya from our Gemara that you're not considered a Mechal Shabbos until the bread is actually baked. And therefore here, if you realize before the bread was baked that what you did was wrong, it wouldn't be a situation of being a shogeg throughout. So we have two rayas from our Gemara that by baking, you're not chayiv until the bread is actually baked. The first raya is from the fact that Meches Chinuch's raya, the fact that the Gemara wants to suggest that I should be able to take out the bread to avoid being Mechal Shabbos. If as soon as I put the bread in, I'm a Mechal Shabbos, what am I accomplishing? That's one raya. And the other raya is, how could the Gemara suggest that I'm not considered a shogeg if I realize before the bread is baked that what I did was wrong? If as soon as I put the bread in, it's considered Chilul Shabbos. What is the main raya of the Rishash? The main raya of the Rishash is the Melacha of Zareya. Because clearly the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that when you plant something in a field, it takes quite a while for it to take root. So if somebody plants something in a field on Shabbos, there is no question that what I'm planting on Shabbos will not take root on Shabbos. Yet, clearly, the first melacha of the melacha Shabbos is Zareya. So how could it be if you're not chayiv until it actually accomplishes something? How could one ever be chayiv for the melacha's Zareya on Shabbos? So actually, the Sefer Tetzos Chaim for Rav Menachem Zemba discusses this issue. In just to give the Maramokim, where this is in Sefer Tetzos Chaim, it's in Simen Ches. There's a Michtav Achroim in Simen Ches. at the end of Ois Beis, and Rav Menachem Zembe says there a very interesting svara. He says the melachos of Shabbos, as we all know, are fashioned after what was a melacha in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, when somebody planted something, when you plant something, you plant it in the ground, and then you don't do anything. You perhaps daven, but you don't do anything further to make the plant or whatever you planted grow. And therefore, by Zriya, he says, Yechayif, as soon as you planted whatever you planted. However, when you put something up to cook or bake, and there he says, what you typically will do is continue mixing the food or watching the food that it shouldn't burn. And therefore, your involvement remains, as even in the Mishkan, their involvement remained even after they actually put it up for baking or cooking. And therefore, by Bishul and Afiyah, it's not considered that the melacha has been done until you actually finish, until the food is actually cooked or baked. Dafika Yam in Simen Dalet, Chelek Bei Simen Dalet, has another raya that baking is not considered that you did a melacha until the food that you cook or bake are actually cooked or baked. He says the halacha we all know is that one is not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Chazal, the Gemara Masech Debeya, taught us that we can make an Erev Tavshilin Yontif, if Yontif is on Friday, and we want to cook on behalf of Shabbos. So Chazal came up with the approach of making an Erev Tavshilin that could allow us to cook on Friday on behalf of the next day, Shabbos. And of course, the Gemara says, an Erev Tavshilin can make something which is Osir Mutter. So what is the basis of an Erev Tavshilin? So he explained, so the Gemara explains, because really, when you're cooking on Friday, which is Yontif, you're not necessarily cooking for Yontif. You're cooking, not necessarily cooking for Shabbos. You may be cooking for Yontif. The concept of Hoyl Miklele Orchim. If I'm cooking today, Friday, which is Yontif, I may have guests, and the food that I'm cooking, I will serve them. So it turns out that I'm not cooking for Shabbos. I'm cooking for Yontif, which is obviously Mutter. So says that Fika Yam. That's understood. If let's say today is Friday, and Yontif begins tonight at 6 o'clock. So I put something up to cook 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'll be ready to cook by 4 o'clock. So we have the concept of Hoylo Mikalei Archim. Guests may show up, and I may give them this food, so it didn't turn out that I cooked for Shabbos, I cooked for Yontif. But says the Fikayam, ask the Fikayam, what will be the halacha if I put something up at 5 o'clock? And it's a food that won't get cooked within an hour. So this food won't be cooked on Yontif. I won't have Hoyl Mikalei Archim. So how could Erev Tavshilin allow us to cook something that you're not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos? And here we don't have a Hoyl Mikalei Archim in case guests will come, I'll serve it to them. I wouldn't be able to serve it to them because it won't be ready for eating on Friday because I only put it up so very close to Shabbos, and it's a food that won't get cooked that quickly. Says the Fikayam that if we hold that cooking is not considered cooking until the food is ready. So let's think about it. He says, the food I put up Friday, it's not going to be ready for hours. So what are you saying that I cooked on Yontif and I don't have a heter of oil? I didn't cook, because he says cooking is only considered cooking when it's edible. Here, it's not going to be edible on Yontif, so it's not considered as if it cooked on Yontif. Parenthetically, the Fika Yam there has an interesting discussion. He says, even though we could indeed
say that it's not considered cooking, as we are now explaining indeed, because cooking, says the Afika Yam, is only when something is truly cooked, ready to eat, not just because I put it up on the fire. But that, he asks, should have nothing to do with the Isser Hachana. Hachana means that I'm not allowed to do something on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And not allowed to do something for Yom Tov for Shabbos even means just something which is not a malacha either. So the question is, how could I, even if I don't have a problem of actually having conducted a malacha, it shouldn't fall out of the category of hachana. So first he wants to have a discussion. He wants to have a discussion. Is that indeed the case? Is hachana under all circumstances, or perhaps hachana is only when somebody does a malacha, something that's considered a malacha? But he proves that hachana is even when somebody doesn't necessarily do a malacha, he does any activity in preparation for the next day. So he says, so we go back to our question. Even if we'll say that putting up the food on Friday, which is Yom Tov late in the day, where it won't be ready today, it's not considered that I did a Maisa Afiyah or a Maisa Bishul. He says it still should be perhaps considered that I did a Maisa Achana. So he says a very interesting Chiddush based on a Gemara we learned here in our Masechta. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara taught us that and Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, that Shnayim Shasua, that when two people are needed to do a malacha, it's not considered that either of us did a malacha. He said, let's think about this food that was put up late Friday afternoon. The Friday afternoon itself, the Yom Tov, doesn't make the food ready to be eaten. And the Shabbos doesn't make the food ready to be eaten. The Shabbos needs the Friday activity that it was put up on Friday afternoon. And the Friday needs the Shabbos activity that it remains on the oven till it gets ready to eat. So he says, since the Friday needs the Shabbos, and the Shabbos needs the Friday, this remains a situation of Shnayim Shasua, that we learned earlier in our Masechta, Shnayim Shasua is not considered a malacha. Furthermore, so now we need to understand the Rishash, that the Rishash's opinion is that Afiyah is considered a Maisa Afiyah as soon as you put the food up. If that's the case, how do we understand the Gemara? The question of the Miches Chinuch, the question of the Afika Yam, two different rayas. So there's two ways of understanding perhaps the opinion of the Rishash. One way of understanding the opinion of the Rishash is that the Egli Tal, in discussing this subject in Meleches Zareya in Sif Katan Yudalit, says that everybody will agree that if I put up a food and it don't intend, even by Zariah as well, and I don't intend that it should take root, I plant something without intention that it should take root, that it wouldn't be considered a Melech Zariah. So similarly, it could be that in this case as well, if somebody puts up the food on Shabbos, but if it's taken down and it breaks the afiyah because it never got baked or it never got cooked, that wouldn't be considered that I did afiyah. To understand this a little better, let's understand the Rishash. What does the Rishash mean to say that as soon as I put up the food to be baked or cooked, I was Mechal Shabbos? Does that mean if this food doesn't get cooked, if the food doesn't get baked, I was Mechal Shabbos? We'll learn different shiurim at what point is something considered cooked or baked. According to the Rishash, why do we need all of those shiurim? The halacha should be that as soon as I put it up, I was Mechal Shabbos. The answer is that even the Rishash agrees that one isn't over the malacha unless the food actually gets cooked or baked. That means when the food will ultimately get baked, when the food will ultimately get cooked, it turns out that it was Mechal Shabbos. And according to Rishash, it turns out to be a very interesting situation.
If somebody put up food late Shabbos afternoon, right before Motzei Shabbos, and he leaves it on the oven, and it gets cooked and baked, and it gets ready late Motzei Shabbos Sunday, then retroactively, he will have been Mechal Shabbos when he put it on. And therefore, according to the Rishash, we can now understand the Gemara. Because the Gemara is saying, yes, as soon as you put on the food, you're Mechal Shabbos. But there's a way to break that possibility for Chil Shabbos by taking off the food before it's cooked, taking off the bread before it's baked, and that certainly will prevent us from being Mechal Shabbos. And the same with the Afika Yam's Raya. The Afika Yam says that if I put it on, so what's the Gemara discussing that I remember later? Because even the Rishash admits that one is actually only Mechal Shabbos. It's sort of mitzvah tali d'kai. We're waiting and seeing what will happen here. And one will only ultimately be Mechal Shabbos when the food is baked, when the food is cooked. So therefore, until then, it could transform from being a shayik to a mezid, and that's the Gemara's discussion. It's interesting that the Shor Mitzionim Bahalacha in our Gemara here discusses what are the shiurim for different foods for it to be considered baked. Because now we're saying that even the Rishash agrees, and certainly the other Achroinim, that the food is not considered that you were Mechal Shabbos until it was actually cooked or baked. So he says, when it comes to afiyah, it has to be crusted, the entire food that you're baking. When it comes to tzliya, to roasting, it has to be, if the size of a groigris was roasted, even on one side of the food, it's considered roasted. If it was only roasted to degree, that's if it's properly roasted. So if you have the size of a groigris, even one side of the food properly roasted, it's considered that you roasted the food. If it's roasted from both sides, you don't need that it should be completely roasted. It's enough that it should be kamachal ben drusoy, which is a third or a half cooked or roasted. And by bishul, who want to have considered cooked food on Shabbos, it has to be, again, the shear is machal ben drusoy, and the shear machal ben drusoy is either a third or a half cooked or baked. But then, the Tosfos and the Rishonim ask a different question. There's a Gemara in Masechta Pesachim. The Gemara in Masechta Pesachim says, Oral v'hazor v'izmol ein doichen es Shabbos, which means, if somebody didn't have a proper bris milah, and now Erev Pesach is on Friday, and we know that in order to be able to eat the Karm Pesach, you have to be properly gemalut. The halacha is you can't make a meal on Shabbos in order that he should bake the Karm Pesach. Or a person that was tameh and cannot become tar unless the water of the mechatis was properly sprinkled on him, which may not be done on Shabbos. The halacha is, and otherwise he won't be able to participate in the Kol Pesach. It makes no difference. We can't do hazor on Shabbos. Izmal, a person who has a child whose time to make the bris is on Shabbos, that such a bris may be conducted on Shabbos, but they forgot to bring the knife to the home where the child is from before Shabbos, they're not allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos in order to do a bris milah, in order that, even though that will prevent the child from having the bris on Yom HaShemini. So we see that even though in these situations there's a risk of a person being oivan aveira that carries with it a chiyuv katas, Karban Pesach, if one doesn't bring a Karban Pesach, his chayiv katas, if one doesn't do milah, his chayiv katas, we don't allow an issa to be violated. So why in our Gemara is there a discussion that one should be allowed to be over a aveira in order to prevent, to not be over the melecha of a fia on Shabbos? Don't we see from there that we don't? So there are really two different approaches in the Mefarshim, the Magen Avraham, in Siman Reish Nun Dalet Sif Katan Chabez, discusses this issue, as does Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger takes a very interesting approach. He says, when the two Yisurim are unrelated Yisurim, carrying a knife on Shabbos and Bris Milah are two different issues. Certainly, each issue remains independent of each other, and we're not allowed to be over one Isser to do another Isser, to prevent doing another Isser. In our Gemara, however, the discussion is Rediyas HaPas. Rediyas HaPas is Chilul Shabbos, and Afia is Chilul Shabbos. When both Isurim are from the same subject, there it's very different. That's the approach. There, the Gemara has a discussion. Maybe we should be over one Isser to prevent a smaller Isser to prevent another Isser. However, the Magen Avraham takes a different approach. And actually, it's the approach that Tosfos as well takes here on that Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos, the Ramaskal Tira Lerodosai. When we speak about Isurim, we can't make hard and fast rules. Every Isser is treated differently. And it's for Chazal to determine when you may or when you may not violate an Isser to prevent another Isser from being violated. So there's two ways of learning this. One way of learning this is that there we're discussing being oivan issa deraisa. Being oivan issa deraisa to prevent a different another issa deraisa makes no sense. Here we're only speaking about a derabbanan, and therefore our Gemara has a discussion because Rediyas HaPas is only a derabbanan. Or we could say it makes no difference if it's a derabbanan deraisa. Chazal make the determination when we can or when we can't be an oivan issa. And what Tosfos is suggesting is that even if it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and what at stake is to be over an Issa D'Raisa, if Chazal want that even an Issa D'Rabbanan, and Rediyas HaPas may even be less than a regular Issa D'Rabbanan, it's a Chochma Ve'ena Melacha, Chazal want to protect what they put in place, even perhaps at the risk of one being over an Issa D'Raisa. So now we have a very big Nafka Mina. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if both Isurim are from the same subject, they were much more likely to allow Chilul Shabbos or to do one Isser to prevent another Isser from being violated, specifically if one Isser is only a lesser Isser than the other. Whereas according to Tosfos, it makes no difference if, and the other according to Magen Avraham, it makes no difference if the two Isurim are from one family or from two different families.